إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، we are now approaching a year since the aggression began against our brothers and sisters in Palestine, and in particular in Gaza. And so while we had hoped and we had prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that these atrocities and these massacres and this suffering would come to an end, what we're witnessing is that the aggression only increases and is spreading. It is spreading to other neighboring countries. And so when it all began close to a year ago, and for some time, many of us were following what was going on. And we felt their plight and their suffering, and we watched on with mixed emotions of sympathy and anger and frustration and worry, along with hope. But as the days went by and as the months went by, many of us ended up going back to our lives, back to our normal lives, forgetting about what is happening to our brothers and sisters over there. And this is exactly what this Zionist enemy wants: for the Muslims to forget and move on as if nothing happened. And so it's important for us to remind one another, to continuously remind one another of what's happening and of our duty, and to continue to remain resilient and do what we can to support them. And so what is happening right now? What are the latest numbers? For the past year until now, we have close to 42,000 Palestinians killed in Gaza. 16,000 of them, children. Over 100,000 injured. Close to 10,000 who have been unaccounted for, missing under the rubble. More than half of the homes have been destroyed. 85% of school buildings destroyed. 65% of the roads destroyed. 65% of cropland and agriculture and farms destroyed. More than 125 journalists, not just killed, but targeted to be killed. And 10,000 people detained, taken as prisoners. And not just being taken as prisoners, but being locked up in the most inhumane conditions and with the kind of treatment that even animals don't get. And so when some of these prisoners come out, they tell their stories of how they barely have anything to eat and how they're tortured. Some of them come out fine bodily, but they've been mentally tortured, while others, they come out and you could see their limbs destroyed, their bones broken. As for the health crisis, the healthcare system is on the brink of collapse. 17 out of 36 hospitals are not just functioning, but partially functioning. The main border crossing that would bring aid before, it has been blocked. And this is the Rafah crossing. It has been blocked for several months. There is a lack of clean water, as 67% of the water infrastructure has been targeted and destroyed. Infectious diseases are spreading rapidly. There is malnutrition among children. There is a looming famine, especially in the north of Gaza. And thousands, literally thousands of those who have survived until now are going to live on for the rest of their lives, especially the children, with a permanent trauma. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, all of this is only within the span of a year. Add to that 16 years of total blockade, 16 years of a siege in which nothing can come in or go out except in limited numbers. And add to that 75 years of an illegal occupation and forced displacement of the people of Palestine and brutal massacres. And it goes without saying, the occupation of the third most sacred site to us Muslims, and that is Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. And so 1 year on, there doesn't seem to be any end in sight. And the reason for that is that they have the backing of the powers that be. Those same powers who like to pull out the card of human rights and freedom and liberties and calling out war crimes. These same powers who like to do that when it's in their own interests. But when it comes to Muslims, then we have seen what we have seen. But we should not forget that with all of this, as our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told his few companions who were with him on the day of Uhud, when they were surrounded by Abu Sufyan, and he was saying certain things to them, and one of the things that he said to them is that on our side, we have Uzza, their great idol that they used to worship, and you guys have no Uzza. So the companions, they were silent. They didn't know what to say. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked them, he asked his companions, will you not respond to him? They said, what should we say? He said, say to him, Allahu Mawlana wa la Mawla lakum. With us is Allah. He is our Mawla. He is our defender, our protector, and our ally. As for you, you have no Mawla. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ لَا مَوْلَى لَهُمْ. That is because Allah He is the Mawla of those who believe. As for those who disbelieve, they have no Mawla, they have no defender, they have no supporter, they have no ally. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Azim, wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bima fihi min al-ayat wa al-dhikr al-hakim. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه كان غفارا وتوبوا إليه إنه كان توابا. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فاتقوا الله عباد الله حق التقوى وراقبوه في السر والنجوى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. With a year gone by, and some of us have moved on with our lives, forgetting about the plight of our brothers and sisters in Palestine and in Gaza, there were a few thoughts, a few reminders that I thought I would share with us. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind, for indeed reminding is beneficial for the believers. Some of the things we've already mentioned several times, but as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remind because we forget. And when we forget, we need to remind one another. And so the first thought was the importance of an aspect of our belief, an aspect of our aqidah that is integral to who we are as Muslims, something that many Muslims today have forgotten about. And that is what is known as al-wala wal-bara, this concept where our loyalty as believers is to Allah, His Messenger, and the Muslims, the believers, wherever they are, to the Ummah, while at the same time disavowing, disassociating ourselves from shirk, and from kufr, and from disbelief, and the people of disbelief, and the enemies, and so on and so forth. And so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةِ. The believers are nothing but brothers. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, showing us the example of that, he says, تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَرَاحُمِهِمْ وتوادهم وتعاطفهم كمثل الجسد إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالحمى والسحر. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that you see the believers, or how are you supposed to see the believers? You are supposed to see them like one body. If one part is suffering, if one part of a body is in pain and suffering, then the rest, the other parts, they have to respond because they're also feeling the impact of that pain and that suffering. So how do they respond? The Prophet ﷺ tells us that the body, it goes into a fever. It can't sleep at night. Likewise is this ummah. Likewise are the believers. When one part of the ummah is going through suffering, the rest, they feel that suffering and that pain. And so if you don't have any concern for the suffering of your brothers and sisters, whether it be in Palestine, whether it be in Sudan, whether it be in Yemen, whether it be wherever it is on the face of this earth where Muslims are suffering, then you have to ask yourself, do you truly belong? Do you truly belong to this ummah of which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described as being like one body? At the same time, if that is the meaning of wala, then what is the meaning of bara? It means to disassociate ourselves from the kuffar and their ways and their lifestyles and their beliefs and their ideologies and also their campaign against the Muslims. And so if we were previously in the past deceived by the secular liberal Western world, where they would raise these slogans of human rights and freedom and liberties and justice, then today we have seen their true colors. If this past year has not shown you that, and has not shown you the hypocrisy of these people and their institutions and their governments, then you need to re-evaluate your iman and your wala' wal bara. Number two, in times like these, and as the aggression prolongs, we need to keep harboring good thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now is not the time to be thinking negatively of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking, where is Allah? Why isn't He bringing an end to this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers you, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Do not think that Allah is unaware. Do not think that Allah has turned a blind eye, or He is heedless or negligent of what the wrongdoers are doing. إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ. He is only delaying them for a day in which the eyes will stare and look on in horror. And so that is one of the reasons for why Allah prolongs such suffering. To delay the punishment of these aggressors and these tyrants. But on the other hand, we have other reasons for why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing this to continue. So have good thoughts of Allah. And so we have mentioned many times in the past that among the reasons for why Allah causes and allows the believers to suffer in this way is to test us, to test our iman, to see who is going to remain firm and who is going to slip and who's going to give up. Also, to expose those who have infiltrated our ranks from among the hypocrites, the munafiqun. Also, to take shuhada, martyrs, and also to raise the rank of those who are suffering. And so, all of this is part of the master plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they have a plan, then so does Allah. وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ. They plot and they plan, and so does Allah. But who is the better planner? وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. And Allah is the best of those who plot and plan. Number three, in times like these, we must remain firm and resilient and patient and not give up. And so there were many things that some of us were doing in the beginning. Raising awareness, campaigning, advocating, boycotting. But as the days started to prolong, and as the months went by, we started to give up, and we've gone back to our normal lives and our normal routines. And we've forgotten about the things that we used to do. And so this is something else that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to test us with. He wants to see who is going to remain diligent, who's going to remain firm, and who's going to easily give up. And that is part of the entire test of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed us in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to worship Him. He wants us to obey Him. And we all understand that. But as time goes by in our lives, our nafs gets the most of us. And then we have shaitan, our enemy, tempting us. And so we start to give up in that obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to remain resilient. And He wants us to persist in the good that we start and not to give up. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اصْبِرُوا وَصَابِرُوا. O you who believe, be patient. Have patience, meaning within yourself. But then Allah says, وَصَابِرُوا. He repeats the command of sabr. Is it the same kind of patience that Allah is commanding us here? No. وَصَابِرُوا comes from مُصَابَرَة, where you are having patience against someone else. You're persevering, you're remaining diligent and enduring against your opponent and your enemy. And so what Allah wants from us is not only to be patient within ourselves, but also to outdo our enemy in patience. Who's going to give up first? Who's going to surrender first? Our enemy wants us to be the first to surrender and to give up in everything that we had started. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us not to give up. And so we need to remain resilient and continue. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he gave him the recipe for victory when he said, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ النَّصْرَ مَعَ الصَّبْرِ. And know that victory does not come easily. It only comes with something. It comes with patience. وَأَنَّ الْفَرَجَ مَعَ الْكَرْبِ. And that the relief from Allah only comes after much hardship, after much suffering. وَأَنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. And that with difficulty comes ease. With every difficulty comes ease. And so we need to continue to first and foremost turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because whatever calamity afflicts us as an ummah, it is because we have become distant from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our responsibilities and duties to Allah and His deen. So we need to continue to turn back to Allah and repent from our lives of sins and do extra good deeds. And we also need to continue to make dua and qunut in our salah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the qunut al-nazila, the qunut that he would make in his salah, in every salah, it would continue until whatever suffering the Muslims were facing, it came to an end. And we need to continue to send aid, our brothers and sisters. Their suffering has not ended. So why have you ended your support, your financial assistance? Continue to send whatever you can to bring their suffering, at least to lighten it, to reduce it, and continue to raise awareness, to advocate and to educate others about the Palestinian issue. And of course, remaining optimistic that this suffering will soon come to an end, finally. We need to maintain unity among the Muslims with all those who are sympathetic and supporting the Palestinian cause. And so this includes even the kuffar, who we don't share their religion, we don't share their values, but some of them have supported the Palestinian cause. This also includes other Muslims that we don't see eye to eye with on many issues, and even issues which are part of the foundation of our deen, where some Muslims out there are involved in all kind of deviant ideologies and beliefs and practices, but yet they are there on the ground. And they are resisting this illegal occupation, and they're being targeted. And so, with the current Zionist aggression, now moving to the north and into Lebanon, they have plans to do over there what they have done with our brothers and sisters in Gaza. And so we Muslims, we need to understand this, and we need to understand it well. It means that innocent Muslims are going to be targeted. They're going to lose their lives. They're going to be displaced. They're going to suffer. And so we need to remain consistent, that we support and we stand for our brothers and sisters, Muslims, wherever they may be, whoever they are, while at the same time, we don't necessarily support the ideologies of certain groups and certain sects, particularly those that harbor beliefs of kufr and shirk and have animosity for Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And without turning a blind eye to the atrocities that these same groups have committed against our brothers and sisters in places like Syria. And so we will continue to preach the truth, the aqidah of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, as understood and as taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his noble companions. And we will continue to expose ideologies and beliefs that go against that pure Islam left behind by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we will continue to expose deviant beliefs of kufr and shirk that some of these groups may espouse. But we have to understand that when it comes to fighting a common enemy, we take the example of our scholars. And so here we have Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullahu ta'ala. When the Mongols were causing havoc in the Muslim world, and they had invaded Baghdad and ransacked Baghdad, and now they were advancing on Syria, Ibn Taymiyyah, who for years used to debate with certain sects that were prevalent in his time, he would debate them on issues of aqidah, core issues related to our deen. And some of their scholars were even the cause for his imprisonment and his torture. But when this common enemy had come, he went out and he fought along the same lines as his opponents. And so we need to be wise, and we need to understand what our common enemy wants, while at the same time standing firm on our beliefs and our deen. هذا وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على نبيكم محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم جل في علاه فقال تعالى قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وارض اللهم عن خلفائه الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم برحمتك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم عليك بالصهائنة المعتدين فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر اللهم أرنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك اللهم أحصهم عددا وقتلهم بددا ولا تغادر منهم أحدا اللهم لعنهم لعنا كبيرا ودمرهم تدميرا اللهم فرق جمعهم وشتت شملهم اللهم لا ترفع لهم في الأرض راية ولا تحقق لهم غاية واجعلهم لمن خلفهم عبرة وآية يا قوي يا متين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في فلسطين، اللهم انصرهم وأيدهم، اللهم تقبل شهداءهم واشف مرضاهم وداوي جرحاهم وأطعم جائعهم وعاف مبتلاهم وفك أسراهم. اللهم انصر مجاهدهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم اضرب الظالمين بالظالمين وأخرج المسلمين الموحدين من بينهم سالمين غانمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.